We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Year of our Lord.
Oh,
it is gonna be a hot one today, friends.
Yeah.
We're looking at the 90s.
Yep.
We're looking at the 90s.
So get out those skateboards and pogs.
Well, I guess it depends on where you are. I'm seeing 88 up by me. But sun all day till maybe nighttime tonight?
Actually,
my app says
my
85.
Phones? Well, see, now my phone says 86.
So I don't know why you're reporting false information. 6'9". Nice.
Yes.
Real nice.
Yes.
Ahoy, ahoy. Yeah, it's gonna be a nice day.
Yeah.
Get out and about. Go enjoy yourself.
Get at it.
Can Antenna 4 is open one day early for you?
Maybe
you go
I
there
wish.
Today?
I wish.
Today be the day to go up there?
Right. I was just looking at that, because next week up there.
Whoa! What, gonna be hot? Not good?
Is opposite as you can get, like, aww, days in the upper 40s.
No. Is it going to be cold here, too?
No, here's not bad, but up there,
60s at least, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a little different.
Well, maybe the weather breaks up and you can get some fun video.
I'll figure it out.
Cody's going to head up to Enchanted Forest tomorrow for opening day. They open on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Just a random Wednesday?
Yeah. It's always weird. Never really got that, but, you know, whatever.
Get your days in, I guess. Thank you, Malloy. 62 months. Nice.
62. 62, bro.
What's going on? Anything? How's everyone's Monday?
What's good? Pretty good?
Pretty good. I mean, yeah. Knicks lost, but other than that.
Yeah, at least it was an amazing game, though. That's all that matters.
I made it to halftime and I went to bed.
It was too good. There was not a chance I was missing that. It was too good.
How late did it go?
It was pretty late,
because
there was a lot of fouls.
Oh,
the refs love making it about them in the NBA. A lot of that, and then towards the end of a game when it's close, there's all that, like, they call a timeout every chance they get. And then there's every foul in the world, so the last 30 seconds takes 10, 20 minutes.
And it was close. I saw that final score was close, so.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it was a good game. Getting a little nervous, but it's all right. We're going to bounce back.
That was real good. That was a fun game.
Going to bounce back. Posted my my Knicks photo. My what was the poem that guy said? My mayor Muslim, my bagels Jewish, Christian Dior, Knicks in 4. That's the chant that's going around right now.
Well, they're going to have to come up with another one.
And I posted that. Yeah, it's not going to be Knicks in 4.
No, it's they have nothing to blame but Knicks fans.
Why?
There's shirts that are out already.
Oh, they say Knicks in 4?
And stuff. They get ahead of themselves, Knicks fans.
Yeah, people are getting excited.
Well, they should know better than anybody. I gotta be careful.
Somebody told me to kill myself under that photo anyways, so really.
There you go. So, I mean.
So, really. What are you gonna do? First ever Masturbators Classic. Fishing Derby for the fun of it, coming to Lock One Distilling on the 27th. I got to put that on my dry erase board, right? 27th, is that the date?
Yes. You betcha.
Saturday, the 27th, we will be over there fishing for fun. Let's not take it too seriously. You can start fishing as early as you want.
I'm going to get a little dingy and get out there. I'm winning.
I got the shell boat. I can bring it out.
I'm winning this.
We party starts at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. You guys can get out there as early as you want. I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Put your fishing coolers or whatever. We'll weigh them. We'll measure them. It's all for fun. You're just winning silly little prizes. Don't get crazy.
Good times.
And we'll have a good time over at Lock One Distilling nice and early Saturday morning. And it's a free fishing weekend. So you don't need a license at all to fish. Come on out and have fun with us. We'd love to see you.
It'd be good time.
This is not a real thing. The screw scam, the...
Oh, hey, whoa, hey.
What is it being called? The screw method. And people are trying to get you nervous about someone stealing your gas money. What? But it does not appear to be a real thing. So the news is going to probably show some stories about gas station screw methods. So let me see if you can envision a gas pump.
Okay.
You know that little flappy door in the back? What?
Flappy door.
That little flappy door that when you put the nozzle back in, it kind of goes up and down.
Yeah.
They're claiming people are putting like a screw inside there to stop the flappy door from coming back down and resetting the pump.
But, okay.
So that when you drive away, the pump doesn't think you're done, so the next car can just get gas on your card.
Oh.
Is that making any sense?
Yeah, I've never not waited for it to be done.
And say, do you want a receipt and stuff?
Just like, yeah, stuff like that. I've never just like smacked it back up there and jumped in my car and ran away.
Well, that's why it's not really a thing.
Yeah.
Different news sources have looked into this. Snopes has looked into this. They're not finding any evidence of this, but people are still making TikTok videos like this guy. I'm like picking up in the middle of his video.
Robbed. Always check the cradle before and after pumping. Make sure the nozzle clicks fully and the screen resets to zero. Avoid helpful strangers offering to pump for you.
So somebody's like allegedly waiting, hey, I'll help you. And then as you leave, they're on your card.
And one more note on this. This has been spotted at multiple gas stations.
But it hasn't.
And this scam is real simple for them to do.
No, it's not.
And it's also very effective.
Not right.
If they're not really saying how it works, because like you said, if it says, do you want a receipt, then I'm done and my transaction is complete.
Or just like the screen would have to change a little bit. You know what I mean? Like if it just stays right there.
Right.
I feel like 99 out of 100 people are going to be suspicious.
Yeah, I've pumped gas for a long time. I would know if something was off.
Yeah.
If I put my thing back in there and it still like shows the numbers like I'm not done, I would know. It's not a thing.
No.
But when eventually your parents tell you to look out for the screw method at the gas station because it was on the news.
Yep, it was on the news. And
it's not a thing they can find.
Your team can now investigate.
I can't even understand how it would work. I wouldn't understand what that flappy door would have to do with anything.
Well, I get it because that triggers that screen. So it's almost like you're just setting it down on the ground.
Like you just stop for a minute.
Yes.
And it hasn't reset because there's
just
no
waiting
sensor.
And waiting and waiting.
It's not a real thing. You're fine.
No.
You're fine. Twitch.tv/theshow. You want to jump in? We are right there. Katie, I'm going to put some different nozzles on there for him. His thumbs are in pain because if you don't know, he has just those are Gatorade coolers.
Yeah, it's the nostalgic look from the 90s.
The push button 90s thing to fill up your water bottle, except he did it 10,000 times.
And I have to hold the pouch with one hand, so it's just one thumb for the longest time until I can switch over to the other. And this one's already the one that had the wire in it, so it's not the best.
So he had to do that about a million times this weekend. So I'm going to swap out his push button for just some turn nozzle spigots. They sell them at all the hardware stores.
I can't even explain how much easier that would be to just
Katie suggested somebody 3D print something.
That's cool, too.
Shout out to LaGuilly, dude. Did I even tell you what he did for me? So my... Let's go back 2 summers, or maybe 3 summers.
Okay.
I'm a lucky man. I get to go on a lot of family vacations. And while I was on a family vacation, apparently, I got that porch swing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The wind picked it up and threw it over my back railing.
You don't need that on there anymore.
And it broke, like, there's these plastic brackets that hold the railing into the, you know, the deck in the house.
Yep.
Problem is, this deck is at least 10 years old, and they don't make those brackets no more.
Yep.
And my only other option was to replace the whole railing, which was hundreds of dollars.
Lame.
So LaGuilly had the idea that I take the broken brackets, he scanned them, 3D printed me new brackets.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
That's neat.
So that saved me some money, and it was cool. We're living in the future, man.
I don't understand not one tiny bit.
About what?
Of 3D printing.
How did you know? You don't understand it?
Oh.
It's like you make an image in like a CAD program. So it's like a 3D yeah. image, and then your printer puts this.
That's where it's at. You're done. That's where you're done right there.
It's the future, man.
You scan, and then.
Yeah, you don't know step two. You know step one and step three.
My brain isn't grasping how that is all happening.
Mm-hmm. And it prints it into 3D space. And, dude, Disney has this cool tech. Well, I think it's other places now. But there's this really cool tech that can print in, like, a gelatin substance now. So, like...
What?
Yeah, so, like, you know what, like, a 3D print looks like, right? Like, can you know what a 3D print looks like?
I've seen, like, very crude little things. I mean, unless I've seen amazing 3D printed things, and I just don't know it.
You might not know it, but...
I've seen some little... Seen little trinkets and stuff like that.
So it prints it, but it's got to be, like, a solid matter, because it's, like, building on itself.
Mm.
Well, I've seen somebody now, it's like, imagine a big box of gelatin. And this little, like, needle thing comes in and 3D prints, but it can print a flexible material.
Oh. I was thinking,
I'm not explaining well.
No, I was, so a gummy, but a gummy that you're not eating.
Yeah.
That's for, like, using.
The example I saw was, like, a big flexible, like, bag.
Yeah.
Like a purse that was in 3D printed. Neat. It was really cool.
Which, I mean, still makes no sense, because, yes, because printing is for paper.
Yeah, so. I know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You just print. In 3D, man. It's 3D.
Nope.
Now, LaGuilly came through clutch on that. Cool. That's the future.
It's a cool idea.
Need a thing? Print it. And everybody has, like, I don't own a 3D printer. I don't know if I ever would. But there's, like, these communities where people save their designs and they put them up on whatever community board they have.
Yep.
So with one of my pieces, he was able to find somebody who also that needed, like, that piece.
Damn it.
And they made a print.
Is that what this might be? Huh? Is that what ghost guns are?
You can 3D print ghost guns.
Is that what that?
I think that
they're like, oh, here's a gun. But
yeah, you can 3D print components. Like,
but
I
then,
because
then how do you even, there's insides to it, so it just looks like a gun.
That's outside of my knowledge. I think you can buy components, so you can buy and then so it's not all assembled, and then you print the rest at home, and then you can assemble all of these.
I see that in the news, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
the future, man. It's wild.
Huh.
What reader say? Back when I worked at GE, I was able to go to a metal 3D printing facility. They had a showcase of little parts they made. One was a fully spinning miniature jet engine with an opening hatch to see different engine stages.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 3D printing is pretty dope, dude. It's pretty cool.
But it's taking my job.
Taking my job. The first ever Masturbators Classic Fishing Tournament, Fishing for Fun, is going to be happening Saturday, June 27th at Lac1 Distilling in Phoenix. We're going fishing. Family friendly. Bring the kids.
Fishing for friends, fun, little and good times.
Little fishing tournament. We'll have prizes. It's all for fun. Don't take it too seriously.
No.
Come have a good time with us. Saturday.
We huck you in the river.
Oh, you're going in the river. If you get too serious and make it too unfun.
I didn't think about it. We'll have to do it for next time. We'll bring a dunk tank. That way, if you get too serious, we got to dunk the lunk.
Okay.
And you got to get in the dunk tank.
Who's heading out to Buffalo for Big Boy? Anybody?
He was just here.
Who?
Like Big Boy? Like the rapper?
No. Different Big Boy.
Oh. He made an appearance, the rapper, last night with that other guy. Now I'm blanking on the name immediately.
That's cool. With Kid Cudi?
Yes. It sat in a little
Big
write-up.
Boy showed up?
Yeah, special guest, that and some others that I don't know their name.
Oh, I didn't see a lot of people in that crowd, so I guess that's a fun surprise if you were there.
The right up front and everything was good, but yeah.
No, Big Boy the steam engine?
Is that a train or a boat?
It's been embarrassing. It's been embarrassing for a train enthusiast.
Uh-oh.
Nebraska Nicholas went and saw Big Boy.
Okay, who's down there?
He's on tour. I say he, like it's anthropomorphic. It's just a train. It's a steam engine.
I guess it just depends on your weird obsession with trains.
Well, and there's a lot of photos.
You're real close to probably calling it she.
No, I don't really. As much as I like model trains and being on trains, I don't really care about trains, if that makes sense.
No, I understand. I get it.
And is Big Boy number 4014.
Holy cow.
Yeah, dude. It's heading here. Not to Syracuse.
Oh, no. I guess that's why you asked if you're going to Buffalo.
Yeah, so it's on its America 250 tour. Tour includes a 4th of July celebration down in Philly, major events in cities, 50 whistle stops across 10 states. Now, it started out in, like I said, somewhere near Nebraska. It started in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And then I went to Sydney, Nebraska, where I think Nick and Nebraska saw it. And now it's making its way up north.
Big boy
and then
train.
I believe it's in Ohio today.
This is wild how big this thing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, big boy. Big boy.
I guess. Oh.
It was in Belleville, Ohio. It departed Euclid, Ohio.
When you say all this, do you mean like it's still
it's
going?
Going. It
like
is
it's
a
on a
huge
track?
Steam engine.
Damn. Okay.
On the tracks, headed this way. Tonight it will arrive. Or sometime today, it would Ripley, New York. Where's Ripley, New York? It must be down near like Jamestown, maybe. It'll arrive in Ripley, New York today at noon.
Okay.
And then head up to Buffalo for a private event for the private Norfolk Southern employees.
Going off at the Virgins Conference. Gotcha.
Oh, how dare you. Then tomorrow's the big day out in Buffalo. It's on display from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Free admission. You got to go in those hours. You can park at the Walden Galleria Mall. If you need to get shuttled over to Big Boy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Silver Springs tomorrow, Hornell, New York, and then down to PA. Kind of goes, it's going to go through PA, Owego, and then Binghamton. It's making its way to Philly, essentially, for the 4th of July. But you can see this big bitch.
Gotcha.
And I'll tell you, I've seen the embarrassing photos that have come from fellow train enthusiasts. They'll bring, it's over 1 million pounds, this train.
You just looking at pictures of it next to things.
It's a big boy.
Yeah.
And I've seen the photos, and I could be one of them, because I don't take trains that seriously.
What are you dorks doing?
People are bringing their model engine big boys to get photos with big boy. I love it.
Oh, you train dorks. I see
it. Love it.
Growing up in East Syracuse.
Oh, people go watch the trains over there all the time, yeah.
I see all you nerds
camped
out over by there, and then... some people got little the tripods with their cameras on and waiting for trains to come by.
See, that's I like model trains more than I like real trains. I like the miniature stuff.
It is cool when they come by here and they're like those big ass whatevers right over top of us. That's neat. And there's really good train graffiti in these parts.
I do like a good train car graffiti.
There's a lot of good train graffiti. A
couple people on the text line say they're going down. This guy's going down with his dad to Scranton to see it at the Steam Museum. Big Boy 4014. Is that how I say it? Big Boy 4014?
Yes. I'm sure. Believe me, I'm sure one of you...
Excuse me.
Yep. Here's the thing, though, about the way your pronunciation is of said Union Pacific Big Boy, specifically number 4014.
As part of the tour, the nonprofit Union Pacific Museum sold tickets for rides in a vintage passenger car being pulled by Big Boy through the Poconos Mountains.
Oh.
End of this week.
That's kind of cool.
UPTrainTix.org. It is the only passenger excursion opportunity on this.
Whatever train version enthusiast is doing the car thing is definitely wearing one of those
hats,
old timey hats, and then like
my hat?
Yes,
can
yes,
I get my hat?
And then the little overalls, 100% is wearing those. Yep.
All aboard.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Here comes Big Boy.
That's actually what I was going to say.
Yeah, Steamtown in PA actually is pretty cool.
Both of your train engine sounds right there were actually not the Big Boy 4014. So you're actually doing a disservice. That's actually not something they say.
Here comes Big Boy.
That's not Big Boy.
We will be doing our smack off at the bottom of this hour.
Hit that smack off!
8 o'clock hour is very busy, so 7:30 today, Bean Twitch, your chance to win tickets to Godsmack with a meet and greet with Sully Erna. But first, your high strangeness.
All right, let's get it. Touch my butt.
The unexplained, the confusing, the weird, the things we don't understand for your high strangeness every Tuesday.
Oh.
What?
This is an in-depth look at the ladies' parts.
Mm-hmm. That's also very strange to me. Not familiar with how they work.
Yep.
Spoiler alert if you're... Because I kind of got to spoil a little bit of Backrooms to do this high strangeness because there's a Backrooms tie-in.
Okay.
So sorry to you. I have to spoil Backrooms for you.
That's okay. I I know of it. I probably won't.
But if you don't want me to spoil Backrooms, and it's not even really a spoiler, to be honest, I just have to explain a plot point in Backrooms. Okay?
Oh, he's actually dreaming the whole time, and it's in inside of his dream.
He was dead the whole time, and the little boy knew.
He's actually on the island as a patient. That's the thing.
So, the movie Backrooms, I really enjoyed it. And it's kind of a mix of reviews. People love it or people hate it.
But, or they think it's okay.
Or they think it's medium. Or they have no opinion whatsoever. Or they didn't see it. So, in Backrooms, guy's in a furniture store, discovers like a different universe. And there's, you know, monster or whatever back there. But in that alternate universe, that universe is duplicating things. Meaning, it knows about, so for example, in the Backrooms, say you walk into your apartment.
Okay.
The Backrooms knows your apartment, but it doesn't know how to make a perfect copy of it.
Gotcha.
So you'd walk into your apartment, but things would be off. It'd be seem weird.
All right.
Today's high strangeness is real life, kind of the Backrooms duplicators.
Okay.
Because there's a thing happening on TikTok right now, and I could be a sucker falling for the best work of all time. But there's a bunch of people who are just hanging out, minding their own business, and something in their life duplicated. Like, there's a video of a woman who was like, I just untied my hammock from the front yard, and I tied it in the backyard. And it's a video of her in the backyard with her hammock, and she walks to her house and goes to the front yard, and there's the hammock.
That's weird.
And she said, why do I have two hammocks? So I have two clips. There's a guy who has his wedding ring, which has like an inscription on the inside. He finds an exact duplicate of his wedding ring in his house. And he goes, I don't know why I would have two of these things. I don't have two of these things.
That's weird.
One of the first videos I saw of it was this comedian. She has like millions of followers on TikTok. But this was the first example I saw of her discovering two rings that she did not buy two of.
I only bought one ring. I don't have two. I didn't have two of these rings. And they're the exact same ring. This isn't clickbait. This is just scary.
First. All right, so that was the first example I saw. I was like, all right, it's rings or whatever. But then because it's TikTok, one video will link to another video. And I saw this lady who is sitting in her desk, the same desk she has been at forever, because I'll tell you something on the other side of this that'll kind of blow your mind. So she's sitting at her desk, and she notices a duplicate of her headphones. If you want to jump in twitch.tv/the show, you can see. Play it for you.
I am tripping. I'm literally tripping out. I don't understand. I've had a glitch in the matrix or Mandela effect or something going on here. I've got these little JLab earbuds that I bought at Best Buy a couple years ago.
So for those of you listening, she's just showing like an AirBud case with her, like, it's like a teal green AirBud case. Or not AirPods, but like, you know, headphones.
That I always keep right there on my computer shelf. Always. Well, I just noticed something down here.
She's pulling out a second identical headphone case.
I have two. Identical. Same exact color.
I'm confused.
I know. I'm 100% certain I did not buy two. And if I did, I would have known that two were sitting here all of this time. One just on the shelf where I know I normally have it, and one on the shelf below. I don't know. I don't know what to think, dude. It's crazy.
Anyone? So she then goes, because people are like, all right, well, you must have accidentally bought them or you've always had them or whatever.
Yeah.
She goes through her account. Yeah. She goes through, like, she has old photos and videos of her, like, because she makes TikToks in her office.
Yeah.
And she brings them up and she's like, you can see there's only one pair of headphones. You can see in this one, only one pair of headphones. And I agree. There's so many reasonable explanations, but it's happening a lot. And this segment is called High Strangeness because we can't understand it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos like this on TikTok right now. Some are going to be works. Some are going to be people pretending like, oh, look at blah, blah, blah. But some of it's weird.
It is very weird. I just...
That things are duplicating in their universes. There's glitches in their matrices.
Yeah, I don't know. As someone that forgets things all the time, I could just very easily see, like, that girl.
For sure.
For the first one.
Mm-hmm.
She bought that ring a second time because she... maybe had forgotten about it, then she saw it.
There was
like,
one
oh,
woman,
I really like this. That's why you like it, because you already have it, so you bought it. And maybe the same with this, like maybe your ear pods got pushed further into the back and you leaned back into the chair and saw them the same way I found that weird, I found a weird key card over in the production room from like the 90s or something.
There was one guy or one woman who had a ring. I've seen a lot of ring ones for some reason duplicate themselves. Where she was like, I bought this ring in France. This isn't like an Amazon purchase. This isn't like a ring that is just readily available.
Yeah.
She bought the ring in France, discovers a second identical ring in her house.
Hmm.
She didn't buy two in France. She just bought one in France, something duplicated. And I agree, Katie. If the universe could duplicate some money for me
for
or
real.
A second vehicle or something. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh. Is
it? What? No duplicate. No.
Double car. Yes.
Nah, listen.
Ooh, double cheeseburger.
It's a weird phenomenon, and it's coming off of me watching the Backrooms movie, so that's your high strangest. It's not for everybody. It could be a work. I get it.
Did that come from something where... didn't that used to be videos back...
Backrooms?
Yeah, of like people discovering like old office buildings where they never ended.
It's called liminal space. And it's like it was a YouTube trend forever. And actually, the guy who made the Backrooms movie made those.
That's what I meant. Is it
similar?
He was
a YouTube creator that then got hired to do this movie.
Because those were weird, where they just were like, oh,
very
this office
weird.
Spaces.
I love it. I love that vibe because I've been in a lot of liminal spaces in my life. All these liminal spaces look exactly like the back rooms of Sears. Like the Sears department store is absolute liminal space.
I remember
and I've been there.
Cleaning, I used to have that where I'm like, everything looks the same. You have to remember your way out of here.
Yeah. But in the movie, it's duplicating. That's what it's doing. But it doesn't know what it, and I don't know what
it's like,
it is, but it's like walls don't make sense. Doors don't make sense. There's some really gross things to do.
Like early AI, where it's like, no, this door here's the door, but the handle's in the wall.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Maybe it's a little bit of a commentary on that, where it's like, it wants to duplicate it, but it doesn't know how to yet.
Hmm.
Anyways, it's cool. Hopefully I find some duplicated things. Maybe you guys find some duplicated money. Duplicated cars. Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing
yet.
Puka. Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Busy morning today. Lots of people stopping by. Lots of friends.
Hello?
Friends? Duplicating the show. Duplicate, duplicate.
Oh, see what you did there.
King Fab said it happened to him in middle school. A duplicate Metallica tape appeared. He had no idea how.
Hmm.
All right. Alex says if you lose a tooth at a Metallica concert, you put it under your pillow and James Hetfield comes and he leaves you a Metallica tape.
Leave this right. Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't know what plan, I guess maybe drink it, But thieves stole $500,000 worth of bourbon in Philly on Friday.
Yeah, that. Now they just have endless drink forever.
I guess it's.
What are you going to do with it?
It's 10,800 bottles of Noble Oak bourbon. That's about a week for me. I can get through that.
I'm drinking that right now.
Truck driver
is fired.
Executed a brazen theft at a Philadelphia warehouse on Friday, stealing 18 pallets.
Wow.
Containing 10,800 bottles of Noble Oak bourbon worth $500,000. The driver flashed ID and warehouse staff confirmed a truck was expected with a shipping broker, but the thief lacked a crucial purchase order.
So then he just probably got in the truck and was like,
"Please. Yeah, can somebody explain this to me better?"
It seemed like an organized group of criminals deceived one of our warehouse locations by getting them to load up about 11,000 bottles of bourbon into their vehicles, that being a semi-trailer, and made off with a whole ton of bourbon.
So he pretended to be the guy?
It sounds like, because it looks like he was legit and had the credentials of being legit. I can just picture all these guys at a warehouse are very used to people coming up. Start loading up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Josh
go
is
ahead,
here.
Yep, go.
Start loading up the order. All right. We're going to head in. We'll start doing the paperwork, whatever, and we'll get it all loaded up and all that. And then probably get all loaded up and then notices that, hey, there's no...
I'm here to get the stuff.
I'm looking for the purchase order. I don't see... No. And then the truck driver, because the criminals, probably was like, yo, let's get out of here. And then that was it.
It's a lot of booze.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're...
Sign here, sir, please, sir, sign here.
You're doing with that.
Sign here. I would imagine there's a black market.
Yeah, I can just picture going around to all of the, like, dive bars in this area.
Do you want a bottle of this?
And going, hey, do you want to buy very cheap...
A case? You want to buy a case?
Yeah. And then being like, yes. Yes, I do. Thank you.
And then I say, can you pay me for that? And he goes, oh, I'm not the owner. And I go, but you are the owner because you've always signed all the checks. Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah, but I'm not, though.
I don't know. I'll let him get in touch with you.
Oh, this name right here, is this one you're going to get in touch with? Yeah.
That's your name?
Someone just called you by this name, answered. Yeah, is this you? No, okay.
Inside reference. All right, get in Twitch right now.
Twitch.tv/the show.
We got 10 minutes till our smack off. We're doing the smack off right now. You need to vote
get
on what
off.
Song
Let's go.
You want to hear by Godsmack. And just by typing in our chat, you are registered to win tickets to Godsmack at the Amp with a meet and greet to see Sully Erna. And I see your text saying, why does it got to be Twitch? Some of us have to work. I alternate. I did phone giveaways.
Back and forth. You go back and forth.
I do phone
all
giveaways.
The
I do Twitch giveaways. I try to please everybody. So what you're going to do is you're going to jump in Twitch. Yeah, go ahead.
And oh, you some of us have to work. Oh, and you want it on phone. Oh, is that why? So you can illegally sneak away and use your personal time to call and try to win tickets?
You better not be.
Interesting.
You better not be.
Interesting.
Straight out of line.
Congratulations, Ree and chat. She's going to go see that band and meet Sully at the amphitheater coming up end of this month. Tickets available at livenation.com. Don't forget Dorothy and SDP on that show as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun show. What a night.
K-Rock presents Godsmack. Be there or shut up.
Is that like a Tuesday or something?
I think it's the middle of the week. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
I know ours is the Masturbators thing's 27th.
Yeah.
That's a Saturday. So
that would make sense.
That'll be a fun little start to the week.
It's fireworks season, guys.
Yeah, it is already.
People up by you doing them already?
The little casuals here and there.
I don't hear anything up by me.
It's like they're just testing.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
Just testing.
They're getting ready.
Yep.
Has it been bad?
Not this year anyway.
Upsetting the dog or anything?
But she hates them, and it's awful. It's like the worst thing that she's ever experienced is fireworks. I have no idea. I think just because some dogs... get like that, but
mm-hmm.
Elsa cannot deal with that. She's a little better right now, depending on where we are and what's going on with, like, gunshots in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're out in the country and stuff all the time. So depending on what's going on, and if I can immediately just start doing, like, dog talk at her as the gunshot is happening, it takes her mind off it.
Okay.
But, oh, she hates them, because I love them.
The fireworks?
I love fireworks.
Me too.
I have a whole huge box still
me
full.
Too.
I'm not going to do that to her.
It's the sounds of summer. I do enjoy it. My sounds of summer are the Fulton Speedway fireworks. And some people popping off rounds as well. That's what I listened to up by me. But
gotta shoot stuff.
Saturday night, I heard the Speedway when I got home from the... Oh, I love it. They got a train race coming up, I saw. I love it. We got to do something up there.
Someday we will get involved in
Tammy was on it. Something. We got to do something up there.
Something.
They're doing the silliest races. I love it at the Speedway. But yeah, no, back to this. Fireworks time, baby. As a truck carrying fireworks on I-75 in Tennessee exploded.
Oh, no.
Somehow no one was hurt?
Huh.
Did he pull over? I only have audio. Did he pull over and, like, run away from the truck?
Did he hear, like, and just had enough time to get out?
Like Looney Tunes style?
I was going to say, yeah.
Just ran away? Here, let's listen.
I like when you can hear that. Wow, and this is the truck.
It's the truck exploding last Saturday night.
Wow.
The truck driver did not have the required... The hell is that? Oh, people are laughing.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I thought it was like birds flying over. Truck driver did not have the required hazardous material documents.
Yeah,
I don't think there's...
But how does that have anything to do with how the firework truck exploded?
Did he, like, just,
Was he...
Like, the video, for those of you listening, is, like, imagine a shot of the highway and just a bunch of fireworks going off in a truck.
Did he do that thing where he was trying to throw a cigarette out one window and it
went right back into it?
Oh, God!
I would imagine that's the last place you should be smoking a butt,
right?
Is if you're driving a fireworks truck.
Because, I mean, how else does it go off? What happened?
I also got to imagine there could just be heat in the back of the truck, or maybe some... Like
it's
a,
just... They were sitting all day.
The brakes could throw off a spark. So anything could throw off a spark. It's a running engine.
Man. Those videos
I'm glad that
are,
no one's got hurt, but that was cool to look at.
Those videos are so cool, but yes, also terrifying.
It looks like it was a trailer, so it was a truck pulling a big trailer.
Okay.
So maybe, like... The tires could have kicked something up into the trailer, start a small fire, a spark, I don't know, back it up,
sitting there
tear.
For 2 days.
Back it up, tear.
90-degree heat or something.
Back it up, tear. Yeah, there's no way those were legal fireworks either, by the way.
Yeah,
the guy had no documentation.
He's just lugging fireworks somewhere.
He's
got a hell of a party.
He had a party plan. That's been postponed. Twitch.tv/theshow. And I should tell you something, guys.
Okay.
Because here's what I've noticed. As I've noticed that a lot of people, they're like, you're doing Twitch things, but I'm not on Twitch, or you're doing like a Facebook thing, but I'm not on social, or I don't know, where do I watch your videos, or I don't know how to use podcasts. I understand all of that. I hear you. Things are confusing. You don't even know no computers.
Even
so
if you're at
the
party.
I have built a one-stop shop for all things show.
Okay.
So if you don't know how to use podcasts, I got you covered. You don't know how to use Twitch, I got you covered. You don't know where to find our silly client videos because you're not on Facebook, I got you covered. Everything can now be found at theshow.fm, all right?
Look at that.
So you go to theshow.fm on your phone, or you go to theshow.fm on your work computer, home computer, whatever. And if you don't know how to find where all these... Play, we're all out here in all the space and the clouds and the streams.
I'm reaching. I'm
boom.
Reaching. I'm reaching.
Everything.
I'm reaching.
Everything is now at theshow.fm.
Internet.
I've been building that over the last couple of weeks, and coming soon will be merch. You'll be able to get in our Discord there. All the links are right there. So whenever you're looking for our social medias,
hashtag
how to subscribe
Josh
to things,
nudes.
All my nudes are up there under the paywall.
Oh,
so,
right
yep.
there.
Yep. So if you don't know no computers, good news for you. The show .fm is live. And I'll tell you what.
Sup?
I like to look at a couple kissing planets.
Oh, hey.
You
ooh,
saw these last night.
Yep.
You saw these.
Yep. Took a picture of it. It was
Venus and Jupiter are getting real close, bud.
It was very clear. It was
getting
very
real
vivid.
Real clear.
So as long as it's like that today, you'll be able to see that.
Started last night, starting on June 8th, Venus and Jupiter will appear to be very close to each other, shining together low in the western sky. Low in the western sky. Venus and Jupiter. All right, it's called a Venus-Jupiter conjunction. I
I had a doctor put me on antibiotics for that.
It clears up. Clears up.
Venus, often referred to as the evening star, will be brighter of the two planets. The conjunction of Venus and Jupiter will continue through tonight when the two planets appear about 1.5 degrees apart and about three times the width of the moon. Wow.
Neat.
In reality, Venus and Jupiter are still millions of miles apart, but just the way they're coming together.
They do look very close.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look real good with just your one eye,
mm-hmm.
you could see Uranus.
Guys! Guys! Huh? Guys!
There you go.
We've got special guests in the room.
Awesome.
Vinny Lobdell and head coach G-Mac.
Gentlemen. Morning.
What's going on, guys?
Back to town. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
I see a knee scooter. What happened?
Vin, he knows. He's what happened? I've been scootering around for the last 6 weeks. Total ankle replacement.
He says ankle surgery. It's not just ankle surgery. He had his whole ankle replaced.
Is this like something from back in your playing days?
Yeah.
It's
a matriculation of, you know, rolling my ankle for 15 years and then coaching for 15 years.
Oh, man. Mine's not as impressive, Jerry, as our audience knows. Last year, I was on a knee scooter because I rolled my ankle cooking dinner. So
I was going to say self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted. Yep. And then Cody and I had tickets to go see Oasis and MetLife, and I had to crutch my way all the way from the parking lot all the way
up. Although it got me an elevator ride up from the front of the stadium to our seats, sort of. So
I'll tell you what.
It worked out pretty well.
It's pretty beneficial having that little handicap sticker now.
I saw the videos come up because you've been putting out videos of practice.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, why is Coach on a knee scooter? Yeah. This is something that we had this was planned.
Yeah, this was planned. I had this all set up throughout the season. I had set it up with I have a great surgeon in Albany. We had figured out as soon as our season was going to be over that first Thursday after our season, I was going to do it.
Okay.
Obviously, things changed.
Mm-hmm.
A new job came
up. Yeah,
got an opportunity here. And the most important part there was now you got to go put together a roster.
Yeah.
My physical health, again, took a back seat to what was most important, which was putting together a roster. And once we did that and I felt comfortable, I had to do what I had to do to make sure that as the season goes this year, I've got to be able to be healthy for the long term.
We want to see you running around over there on the sideline. How's the team looking? We see the videos come out.
It's good. Yeah. You know, we're not at full strength yet. You know, we're still waiting on two of our European kids to get here.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping by midweek. It's a little bit different when you get the overseas guys. You got to make sure you get the I-20s, the visas. But I'll tell you, I've said it from the start. You know, the non-negotiable piece for any team that I am ever going to coach is there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a certain standard that you have to uphold in terms of how hard you have to play. It's just the non-negotiable piece. And right from the start, there's not a guy on this group. I say it to every kid I recruit, I say, I don't have to talk at you, but I can go up a decibel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me go up a decibel. So this group so far, respect maturity. I talked about these things. I'm very transparent in what I expect. And I think because of that, the kids I have understand what it takes. And these first 2 weeks have been a heck of a lot of fun to be around these guys. They're excited. They're hungry. But I think more important, they feel the energy around the program, and they want to be the ones to make sure we get it back going on the right path.
I can only speak on behalf of my kids and all of their friends, a bunch of teens from Central New York who play in Oswego County. Gavin Doty being here is a huge deal to them.
It's a huge deal.
They were out golfing 3 weeks ago and saw Gavin on the course, and they called him down. It's like he's the Fulton superstar.
Well, he's
right
also
now.
Special. Ben, you got to tell the story because I didn't know this, and Vinny could tell the story of what type of kid Gavin Doty is.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, so Gavin, good buddy of mine, Michael Henty, was driving through the valley in Syracuse, and he saw a couple young adults walking through the valley. And Gavin Doty. And he was walking with pizza boxes, giving food to the homeless.
Oh, wow.
And, these are the things. This is the type of kid Gavin is.
Yeah.
And it's really like, remember, we want these guys to be great athletes, but we also want them to be great stewards and citizens.
Sure.
And Gavin really represents everything like that. And that's why I'm so happy to have Noah around. I'm so happy to have our youth follow a kid like this. And after spending time with him, you just really realize what a special kid he is, both on and off the court.
Both of them are going to be at a truck rodeo today, a food truck rodeo. Gavin and Noah are going to be out there.
And Mr. Mesh.
Another local guy.
Yep. Oh, cool. When your son comes off the bench, my kids lose their mind.
Oh, it's awesome.
They go nuts. They go nuts.
The great part about Noah is Noah knows his role.
Yeah.
And Noah just really wants to help this team realize its true potential. And it's one of the most I think tough job. I couldn't do it. You know, knowing you're really not going to play, knowing that you're just out there to support the team and be a practice guy and do that work is, I'm really proud of him.
I've been on the radio almost 20 years in Central New York, and one of the coolest things about me is that I know Noah Lobdell's dad. That's the cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I know Vinny. That's his dad.
Well, now I'm Noah Lobdell's dad.
Yeah, you're Noah Lobdell's dad. Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, let's talk SummerSlam. Let's talk about the big event coming up in July. Give me some background on this.
Last year we started at our first SummerSlam, and the concept really was how do we bring people together to really support the whole program, particularly Syracuse basketball, in a way that we not only bring the players in and create some retention, make them feel really great about a cool concept, but also to bring fans and give them a first look at the team. And this year, really, really special. I mean, everyone's been so energized about having Jerry and all the coaches back.
Sure.
Kyan and Sadiq coming back, you know, great, great players. And then all the hometown.
Mm-hmm.
All the hometown. One of the things I love about Jerry is he's been able to bring players to a program that may not be the top players in the country. But he brings a team together, creates this amazing culmination of talent, hard work. They want to play for him.
Yeah.
And so SummerSlam is going to bring all these guys together. It's going to bring some of the top businesses in the community together to really help support the program and move it forward.
And like you just said, not to talk about Jerry like he's not in the room, but you saw it. You saw it with that Siena team and that Duke game. I mean, that was the biggest spotlight you could ever have. These are kids like Gavin and kids that maybe aren't household names, but you made them play and they played hard for you.
Yeah, I think it, you know, I don't want to undersell how talented these kids are.
Absolutely.
You know, for us, I thought we did a really good job evaluating talent at the same time. You know, Gav could have, he came out a year early in his original group, thank God, and played for us at Siena.
Yeah.
He could have
still been
a senior in high school when he was a freshman for us.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I think we've recruited the right talent. But above all that, like, the character thing matters. I said it all year. Like, you could preach, you know, coaches take credit for the culture. It's the character of the kids you recruit. And, you know, the kids I'm recruiting are high-level kids that work hard. And,
amazing.
You know, we want to feature them. I think that's why Vin's event, SummerSlam, is going to be a lot of fun. Because, you know, like he said, it's the first step, first peek of our new group.
And the university's been so supportive. You know, they've come in and really gotten behind this. And what's neat is I have people from all over the country reaching out. How do we take part? How do we get behind it? And as we did the GMAC challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, what was amazing is obviously the $1,000 a ticket, this event's not for everyone, right? But the point is everyone can participate, whether it's just helping get behind the program, right? Supporting Jerry, talking about it through the community and what great things, Gavin Doty stories, all this kind of stuff. That's what we need to do as a community. A rising tide lifts all boats. We need to get behind this, support each other from a positive perspective and move forward.
That's
what SummerSlam is.
Let's do it. How do they find more information about SummerSlam online, Ben?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know you were going to ask me that.
I got it here.
Great question.
Cuse.com. Head over to Cuse.com and you will see the link for SummerSlam. It is July 22nd. You do not want to miss that. Tickets and sponsorship packages are all available there. I'm so happy to have this happening. I feel like electricity, Jerry.
Cool.
I feel the electricity, Vinny. It's going to be a big year for basketball in Syracuse.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Joining us on the phone, Cindy Payne from Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Josh.
So we've been talking hanging baskets. We've been talking plantings, but it is graduation time, and that means we got to decorate.
That means you're going to have parties and you're going to want some color around.
Yes.
And there's no easier way than to take a hanging basket and get it in the yard. Take the handles off. Put it on a plant stand.
Mm.
Even better, take a bigger pot that you have at home and set it inside it. And it looks like you've planted a patio container.
Mm-hmm.
And we have baskets made up in school colors, believe it or not.
Oh, for the surrounding school districts?
Yes, for the surrounding school districts. So if you're from Oswego, Hannibal, Fulton, Mexico, Phoenix, Beeville, we've got your colors. Come on in.
How do we take care of those hanging baskets once we get them, Cindy? Because I know they can cook in that sun sometimes.
Yeah, check them every day. You may not water every day, especially right now we're coming up into some terribly humid weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they're not drying out as fast as you think. Don't just automatically water them every day and never check on them. Pick them up a little bit. When they're hanging, just lift the bottom a little bit. Or if they're sitting down in a pot or something, pick it up and see how heavy it is. If it's heavy, it's wet. Don't stick your finger in. Tells you nothing.
Yeah.
Tells you what's happening in the first inch of soil. The rest of it can be bone dry and you don't know it. So check it every single day. You may not water every day, but check it every day. Also, everybody says this. Well, I don't like cleaning super. I don't like cleaning petunia baskets. We grow supertunias. Supertunias are different than wave petunias.
Okay.
You don't have to pick or pinch. They will drop their old flowers, and they just keep flowering. They never make seed, and that is the secret. They never make seeds, so they don't have to slow down and have you pick off seed pods. They just keep flowering, and those flowers will dry up and fall off. If you find they're sticking a little bit, because petunias are kind of a sticky plant, take it down every couple weeks, give it a good shake, hang it back up. You're good to go.
All right, people are asking if you do custom basket colors for people with different school districts.
No, we already have everything planted, okay. So I don't have anything custom, but chances are you'll find your color here.
Get over there. Find the color.
Also, fertilize every week, everybody. Every single week. Pick a day. Give your plants some plant food. They need it outside, especially the supertunias and superbells. They flower so heavy. They need that extra support.
Go up to Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses, see Cindy and the whole crew up there, 125 South Granby Road in Fulton, between Beeville and Fulton, and they can help you with that. Cindy, thank you so much for checking in.
Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You
Stay cool.
too. Cindy Payne, everyone's favorite mom.
Get into the weeds.
Pearl Jam, a little for G-Mac. Pergim? He's in the building. He's feeling the vibes. He knows. Good morning, everybody. We are so many places, and I have simplified it for you with one site. All you need to know is theshow.fm. Everything is at theshow.fm. All of our links, all of our streams, all of our podcasts, everything. Boom, one location.
Our Angel Fire pages?
I have not updated my live journal. I did get an email this week that it was so random. I got an email like last week where it goes, congratulations on your live journal anniversary. And I go, but
so somebody
we ain't been in a relationship in a minute.
Probably when they left all those, they just left them. You know what I mean? Like whoever's running live journal was just like, okay, bye guys.
See you later. I was like, my live journal anniversary. All right, bud. I don't even know if I...
That's like when you get the MySpace.
I kind of hope that doesn't exist. I don't know what I was saying back in the turn of the century.
Right, you get those back in the day right up until the end. I was like, MySpace? No. You don't have to send me these anymore. No.
OnlyFans link's coming very soon, Eyeball. Yep. Cody, get those up there very soon.
It's right in there. I'll pop that right in there.
Well, in the most California headline of all time, Road Rager assaulted with ukulele.
Yo, bro.
Bro.
Oh, tiptoe to my window and I'll hit you with a ukulele.
Remember the ukulele craze from like the Zooey Deschanel era where like every cute brunette played a ukulele for like 5 years?
Yes, or just even that's the little guitar thingy.
I'm quirky with my ukulele.
Nope, they've always creeped me out because I remember in... was it 1990 whatever? Because even as a kid, I'm sure I heard that, but didn't have any experience with Tiny Tim until he was on Raw.
Yeah.
And ever since then, just watching him back, like, that's the weirdest dude that's ever been.
May he rest in peace, Tiny Tim. And he is the weirdest dude that's ever been.
He was so weird. And I don't...
there's weirder, like serial killers and stuff.
Yeah. But what's weird is that I remember watching, like, it was a while ago, some weird documentary on him.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not it was a gimmick.
No.
That he was doing.
I don't think
like,
was it?
Because nobody's sure, because he wasn't successful as much until... you know, he started doing even more
like
of that.
Like in his private life, he talked like this. Right, he was like, hey, what's up, Dave? Hey, Tim. Hey, what's up, Timothy? What's up? How you doing, man?
Hey, Timothy.
Tim.
Yeah, but then they interviewed his friends and they're like, no, that was him. He was just a
quirky fella.
Quirky guy.
I had a ukulele for a minute.
Nobody surprised it.
I don't know why you gotta say it like a dick.
You still got that.
I really am wondering where that uke went.
Is it behind the floor drum?
I have a
in front of the...
It's funny that you say that. Hold on a second.
Oh, no, the virus slaps right there.
Hold on a second. This is a photo that, let me see. Go to my library.
Oh, no.
Ukulele? I'll find it in the commercial.
Oh, okay.
Of me in college... at Brightbeck Park, playing the ukulele.
Doing what? For what? Just cause?
I don't know for what. Why do I do anything?
And you know what? No, you were having fun. Why do I do anything? You were having a good time.
Where did my ukulele go? Now I'm mad.
It was in
a little bag. I had a little case for it.
We're all just hoping you threw it away.
I'll bring it in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways, back to the most California story of all time. Police in Northern California are investigating a bizarre road rage incident that happened last week and ended with one person hitting the other over the head with a ukulele. Who's that wrestler?
Jeff Jarrett.
Yep.
They gave him the old double J with the ukulele.
Fill it with powder so it looks like a bigger deal. Sell it at the merch stand.
That always used to confuse the hell out of me.
Just to make it more TV friendly.
But I was always like, that's not what. There's not a whole bag of powder.
They're all full of powder. You don't know that about guitars? Yeah, they're full of powder.
Little known fact.
White powder. They're full of cocaine. Every single one of them.
Yep.
Not many details to what prompted the altercation, or if the ukulele was damaged.
Oh, I would imagine it's a ukulele.
Victim was driving when he noticed another driver following too closely behind and honking. Both drivers pulled over. That's your first mistake.
Yep, don't ever get out of the car.
Cody will tell
you. Let me show you the picture. Don't ever get out of the car.
Drive to a police station if you feel unsafe, please. They traded blows. One pulled out a ukulele and hit the other with it. Both drivers left the scene.
Pull out, like, that's a phrase that's never been said.
Because the ukulele is small, but it's not hideable small.
Because, yeah, no matter what, you look like a loser.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, yeah, and you pulled out from behind you, like you stuffed it in the back of your pants before, you look ridiculous. If you're fighting with someone and you go to your car, open up the door, and pull out a tiny handheld guitar, you also look like a loser.
You know what, though? Because I'm not going to win in a fight.
No.
Somebody's going to easily beat me up. I'm not very strong. But if I got in like a road rage incident and I got out of my car nude with a ukulele.
Yeah.
I win.
That's what I was going to say.
I just get out naked with a ukulele as a weapon.
Just from here on out, I'm just stripping down
nude.
The
biggest, toughest guy is going to be like, all right, never mind, bud.
Hey, I'm going to beat your ass.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, let's
you
go.
You probably are.
Go ahead. I bet you won't.
I bet you won't because I'm naked and I can get this.
Okay.
It's my self-defense right there.
Chocolate-covered kiwi?
I got to try that. About? Utica didn't hear that, but Sweet on Chocolate, which is in our Syracuse commercial break, have a chocolate-covered kiwi, and you're a kiwi boy.
I love kiwi. I never thought about it. Is it like freeze-dried first or just fresh?
I don't need to get down there and see him.
I'm going to ask Mr. DeLulio when the next time Adam comes here on the right.
Yes, he does.
He's like, hey, hook up some kiwi.
That's a dangerous store to walk past.
Yeah.
It's more dangerous for me to walk past Sweet on Chocolate than any cannabis or liquor store.
Yeah.
I'm drawn to the chocolate store. I'm like, yeah, but let me just get a couple chocolate-covered marshmallows,
especially with my weird Dubai chocolate thing that I cannot shake.
Yeah,
you're really into it.
It was all right, but I'm not obsessed like you are.
There's something about the texture of that pistachio mixed with the, I forget what it's mixed with, those like little crispy piece things.
Mm.
And then this past weekend, because again, doing a booth, you can trade with people.
Yeah.
We were trading with State Fair Deli and Chocolate Taps.
Chocolate Taps is banging.
They had a Dubai chocolate one that I got to share with the ladies that were working the booth with me. That was unreal. I had to just be like, sure, I'll have two. Because
I love that chocolate taps is popping up all over the place because I love chocolate taps.
I'm going to need to
see them all the time.
I know there's probably other places if anybody knows, but I know Vince's has got the Dubai chocolate spread.
Oh!
Like the pistachio spread.
Don't Google that. You're going to see something.
Pistachios.
I was hoping this article would have more like spicy stories. This is people, so like, you know the classic line at weddings, speak now, forever hold your peace. Like, okay. Do you have an objection to this? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Yep.
So people started sharing their like examples of people actually speaking their peace.
They don't want you to. It's not for real.
But
I don't know why they even
put that exist.
Yeah, why would they be like, hey, just so you know, we're going to ask if anybody has a problem with you two.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Right before the most magical moment of your life.
Guys, I know that this is like the most magical, important moment of your relationship.
But
we're going to open it up for questions.
But let's just see.
We're just going to go to the floor.
If anybody objects first.
We're just going to go to the floor. We're going to open it up for questions. I don't know.
Oh, could you just instead be like, hey, let's cheer for what's about to happen before it happens.
No.
I'd rather see if anybody objects.
We're going to see if anybody objects. We're actually going to do this. These two are happily married unless...
The guy's standing there going, bro.
Well, but dude, what?
Stop pausing. What are you doing? Last chance. It's just the ugliest dude trying to give the lady a...
There were a couple fun stories. Like this one said his ex showed up. So it was a lady. His ex showed up saying she still loved him and to not do this.
Uh-oh.
In the middle of the drama, the mother of the groom came at her, reached for her hair, pulled her down, and dragged her out the door without saying a thing.
Where in Louisiana was this?
Another one said, and if you guys have any of these stories, like, do you have deck stories?
Oh, my God. That would be insane. Real quick, I do. I gave Chris a second.
You did?
Because I married them. I was like, bro, last chance.
I mean, that's viable, though.
Are you sure? What?
She has a history. The Black Widow, Cody's mother.
Said I gave.
She has a history.
Well, technically, I did, I guess. As the marrier.
Chris, do you know?
Do you want to?
What happened to the last two, right? You do know?
Okay. Nobody's going to say anything.
Nobody's going to be mad at you, bud.
All the side doors are open. All right.
One person said the would-be bride slept with the pastor before the ceremony.
What? They ain't supposed to use their wieners.
Someone had video of it on their phone, chose that moment, the speak now of Forever Hold Your Peace, to reveal this information.
I would just start playing the video.
Also to that person, do you think that's the legal requirement? Like, I know that she cheated on him, but I'll wait till the appropriate time. You know, when they say...
When it's allowed.
When it's allowed. I'm not going to do it now. You could do it... Nope, I will wait. I know how the rules go.
Goes through cocktail hour and everything.
I know how the rules go. Pastors can have sex. The Catholic priest can't have sex.
Waiting the whole time. So what are you going to get for dinner? Oh, nothing.
Trust me. At my United Methodist Church growing up was very sexually active.
That's also, same. Because he had the wife and kids, but then also blew the entire church's money on online porn.
Yeah, so they are very, very sexually active. Shout out Methodists.
Go get them.
What else? What else? One woman said, my aunt stood up and said she didn't want to continue the family with a man like him.
Oh, my God.
The bride ran off crying. They didn't get married that day, but ended up getting married at another ceremony. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
What?
Yikes.
There's other interruptions of, like, a baby started crying right when they said, do you hold your peace?
I feel like I've heard that one before.
The groom.
I can't remember.
When the officiant asked if anyone has any objections, a woman sitting near the back stood up. She didn't just yell.
Nope. Oh, no.
She said, he's still married to me and our son is in the car. Well, I guess maybe the kid didn't want to witness that. Is the air conditioning on?
But, again, do they think that that's the legal requirement of...
I've waited.
Oh, you're going to get married? We'll see about that.
Apparently, the woman walked up the aisle, handed the bride her phone, showed photos, marriage certificates, and texts. Dude was trying to do the double dip. Two wives. Well, two wives is better than one wife.
It's better.
It's better if I have two wives.
Over by the guy with dog ears.
Yeah.
Dog ears.
Two wives, yeah. I mean, I don't want to stereotype my fellow Italians.
Hey, whoa,
but
wait.
That's kind of that was an old-timey thing back in the day. Like, you see it in Goodfellas. It was a real thing. Like, I had relatives who had...
Because you can't...
You got the at-home family, then you got your girlfriend.
Because, again...
But why would you marry your girlfriend?
Well, because here's the thing. That part is not... The Lord and Savior Jesus is okay with infidelity, even though he's not. But you get your side piece pregnant, they gotta have it. You can't have abortions. That's against the rules.
Can't do that, no.
Bang it out of wedlock.
Ah, yep. They said that the bride took off the veil and left. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And again, you don't need to wait to that moment. You can address it privately as well. There is no, let us just be the education here. There is no legal requirement for you to wait until the
objection. You don't have,
The priest says it.
My apologies.
Finally.
Son, thank God.
I've been waiting here all weekend.
I've been waiting all weekend. Anyways, yes, I do have objections. We're still married. We're still in a family together. I know. It's crazy.
So whenever you guys are ready to end this, we can pop on out of here.
We can boom, get on out of here. Get all of our content in one simple place, theshow.fm. Everything is there. If you don't know how to download podcasts, good news. It's right there. You can play it off the website. I don't know how to use Twitch. Good news. It's embedded right there. You can watch our Twitch streams, our Whiskey Wednesday, our Cocoa Puffs, all right there. Where do I go to see your silly Torkelson RV commercial? It's right up there. Boom. All of our silly client videos, all right there on the show.fm.
Touchdown.
I don't know much about marriage. I'm just a simple small town Oswego County boy.
Small town feller.
But if my wife, saw that there was a chest freezer in the house, and I, as the husband, told her to, quote, not ask about it.
Oh, boy.
Don't see that going much further than that. So this woman is a little more.
How many bodies?
Well, not bodies. What? Going back to California for this one.
What?
Not bodies. A woman in her 80s said that she was cleaning out her garage. And in that garage was an old freezer. When her husband was alive, her husband said not to ask about it. The woman told authorities the freezer had been there for decades. And it was her husband's freezer. She would say, what's in the freezer? He would say, don't ask me about it.
He would hit her as per purpose in the 50s.
As they did. Mm-hmm. Which is enough, at least in current times, for my wife to go, what's in the freezer?
No, you got to claim it as, well, don't worry, it's going to be for a present. But then you have to not last decades.
Yeah. So she opens the freezer and finds 20 sticks of live dynamite.
What?
In a freezer.
Why?
Maybe the old man thought that, like, the freezer would protect it, like...
Was he, like...
Maybe he was demented? I don't know.
Like, was he, like, bank robbing?
I don't know. She doesn't know either, because, again, she was told not to ask about it.
As, you know,
you're a woman. You will sit there and not ask about my freezer.
And as a nice, proper wife did... Back then.
The dynamite thankfully did not detonate. She called the local bomb squad. They came, confirmed these are live sticks of dynamite in an old freezer. The marketing for this new Acme music movie is getting crazy.
It's wild. That's nuts.
She called the police. They took it seriously. Bomb squad showed up, evacuated the neighborhood.
And then charged her with a crime, because why not?
And then right to jail.
They're in your house. Sorry.
So, like... I guess I don't want to, maybe I don't want to know. Somebody listening knows about dynamite.
Yeah.
If 20 sticks of dynamite blew up, how big of an explosion is that?
I would imagine that's how they used to blow.
That'll clear a block?
Well, that's how they used to blow sides of mountains apart.
Yeah.
All that.
So if they did go, 20 sticks at one time would have cleared the entire place. Oh,
I bet.
There was approximately 20 active dynamite sticks in the freezer. She didn't know who it belonged to, how it got there. Our officer responded. We started evacuating people about 500 feet away from that residence.
So about 500 feet.
About 500 feet, yeah.
And I'd imagine that that's not, like, there was more or less or something in that. Like, if he's had it for decades.
And it doesn't say what his job was.
Yeah, tables.
Oh, he does tables. That's his job. Techside is saying the freezer keeps it dry. It is super unstable. Dynamite is, the best place would be the freezer. Okay,
but yeah, fine. That part I understand and get. It's the what was he doing with it? You know what I mean?
I don't know. And he was saving it.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about it. Tyler said, from a family that owns a fireworks business and made homemade fireworks, that's gonna be a big boom boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be a big boom boom.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Babe, like, what's in the freezer? Don't ask about it.
You know.
Now I want to know more, actually.
Dead bodies.
Okay. The show's inaugural masturbators classic fishing tournament for fun. It's a fun old fishing tournament. We're not taking it too seriously, but it's Saturday, June 27th. Home base is Lock One Distilling in Phoenix, New York, but you can do that whole stretch of water if you want. The river,
yeah,
go right over the canal.
Walkway there.
Yeah, everything. Go over the island if you want.
Just, what do we decide? You got to make it back by, is noon that we're going to, boom, then end we got to weigh the.
End of it's at noon. So, like, if you catch something, bring it over to me. I'll weigh it, measure it. And
You said you have one of those,
right? I have tools to do that. I have the scale and the,
You hang it with your hand.
And then I'll write down, current leader is this and this, and if you beat it, listen, we're taking it for fun.
I am.
You're not
winning
$50,000. You're winning, like, concert tickets.
Well, the grand prize
some
is a
sick-ass floor mats from Installations Unlimited. Yeah.
It's like those weird, like, depending
custom
on your car. Yeah.
Yep. Custom floor mats.
But no, I will win.
You think you're going to win?
Yeah, probably not. I probably will catch 0 out of 0 fishes.
Mel says no jerking it allowed. Well, I don't know, Mel. Come on now, Mel. Mel, I can't make that promise.
Hey, now.
People are asking, are Josh and Cody going to be fishing? I'll put a line in for sure.
I got fishing poles.
Because what's going to suck for you guys is when we bring in the big, fattest river
pigs.
That's
what I'm saying.
And you guys can walk your ass home because we got big, fat lunkers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll check for, there's no weights in the fish.
Ew, you're going to
Don't be gross. Yeah, don't be super serious about it.
Put your hand all the way down in there and pull out its guts.
This is family friendly. It's for just a silly little fishing tournament coming up on Saturday, June 27th. Thank you, Installations Unlimited, for presenting this.
Thank you.
All right, Cody.
Yep.
All right. We're going to play hockey. I've been cold.
I didn't play hockey in a minute now.
I've been ice cold.
Jeez.
Cody and I are both in the midst of some finals right now. He has been the Spurs, and he has been the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
He's up 2 games on me in both. I've only won 1 game as the Knicks.
Yep, it's okay, though.
So today we'll play hockey. I will be the Vegas Golden Knights. Cody's the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm feeling okay.
Feeling okay.
I haven't played hockey in a minute. I've been practicing basketball.
Thursday?
It's been a minute, so let's get in some hockey action right now, okay? Twitch.tv/theshow. Of course, all the links at theshow.fm if you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Radio World, we hand you off to the 90s at 9 with some Our Lady Peace. It's K-Rock.